We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter where we will be discussing about certain options in Microsoft Word which make our work easier. First, the undo and the redo options. The undo option is used to cancel the last action done in the document. And for this, we can press Ctrl and Z together from the keyboard. The redo option is used to cancel the action of the undo option, and for this we can press Ctrl and Y keys together from the keyboard. Next, we have copying and moving a text. Microsoft Word helps us to copy a text and paste it to other areas of a document. For this, we use the following options. Copy and paste options are used to copy a text. Cut and paste options are used to move a text to another location and it will be removed from its earlier location. Now, it is important for us to know certain keyboard shortcuts for the aforesaid options. Like for example, for copying, we use Ctrl plus C. For paste, we use Ctrl plus V. And for cut, we use Ctrl plus X. Next, we must always check the spellings and grammar of the text in a document. And for this, we can use the spelling and grammar option in Microsoft Word. By default, in Word, spelling mistakes are highlighted with a red wavy line and grammatical mistakes are highlighted with a green wavy line. Also, the autocorrect option automatically corrects a spelling as we type. The last subtopic that we will study is the thesaurus. What is it? A thesaurus is a dictionary of words with same meanings or synonyms and their opposites or antonyms. The thesaurus option in Microsoft Word provides a list of synonyms and antonyms. With this, we come to the end of explaining the third chapter in Computer, which is Editing in Word.